Hi, I'm Ella. Welcome to this long-time academy practice. It's called Human Layers, and we've created it to connect with future generations. Before we get going, I'd like to invite you to find a quiet area where you have space to move a little forwards and a little backwards. If you can, stand. Making yourself comfortable. Taking a breath. Arriving. Relaxing your shoulders. Letting go of any tension you feel in your body. Feeling your breath moving in and out. Noticing the support of the ground beneath you. Being present to this moment. And now, let's begin. Bring to mind someone you feel warmly towards of your grandparents' age. They may or may not still be with us. It might be a grandparent, a great aunt or uncle, or another older person. Think of one of their qualities that evokes warmth in you. It could be their smile, something that made them laugh, their hands. Step backwards one step. As you step backwards, you're stepping back in time. Imagine that person at 40. How was that quality that evokes warmth for you present in them then? Take a moment to connect with them in the past. Now step back in time again, and this time imagine you're at that person's 9th birthday. How was that quality that evokes warmth in you present in them back then? What do they look like? What are they eating at this 9th birthday party? When is it? It could be in the 1920s or 30s, maybe a bit earlier or a bit later. Where in the world are they? Imagine you walk over to the window and for a moment turn your back on the party. What do you see outside of the window? What's the world like back then? How are people getting around? How are they communicating with each other? Take a moment to drink in the world back then. And now come back into the room. And drink in this 9th birthday party of this person that you care about. And then take your leave. step forward one step through the generations. Step forward again. You're back in the present day. Take a moment. Breathe. Let go of that older person. Feel the ground beneath your feet. And take a deep breath in and out. Now think of a small person who you feel warmly towards. It could be a child, a grandchild, niece, nephew, or the offspring of friends. Think of one of their qualities that evokes warmth in you. It could be their smile, the things that make them laugh, their hands. Step forwards one step. You're stepping forward in time. Imagine that person at 40. How is that quality that evokes warmth present in them then? Take a moment to connect with them in the future. Step forward another step. It's now their 90th birthday. They're sitting around a table being celebrated by their friends and family. They're laughing. How is that quality that evokes warmth present in them at 90? Does the same thing make them laugh? What food do they love? Stay in the warmth of the party. When is this party happening? It's probably around the end of the century, 2090, 2095, maybe a bit earlier, maybe a bit later. Imagine you walk over to the window and for a moment you turn your back on the party. What do you see outside of the window? What's the world like? How are people getting around? How are people communicating with each other? What is the world like in the future? Now, turn your attention back to the room. There's a framed picture of you on the table. The person you care about who's celebrating their 90th birthday is tapping their glass and asking for everyone's attention. They raise their glass and toast you. They're thanking you for something you did that helped shape their world for the better. What are they toasting you for? Stay in that moment. Take a few deep breaths to connect to your legacy. Now take your leave. Step back one step through the generations and step backwards again to arrive back in the present. Take a moment with your eyes shut to land back here. Feel the ground beneath your feet. take a deep breath in and out. And slowly open your eyes. You've just time travelled about 200 years and crossed 6 or 7 generations. How did that feel?